Good Friday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here with Melissa Colby, the program director of Briley County Senior Center. Just a quick programming note. We did shuffle things around on the order. If you were tuning in just now to listen to that interview with Congressman Roger Marshall, we played that a little earlier around 9:30. A little bit after this program is all wrapped up, we'll be sure to get this loaded up on our Facebook page. You can click on demand on newsradiokman.com, and you can get caught up on this morning's In Focus. So just a little programming note there. Again, here with Melissa Colby, the program coordinator for Riley County Senior Center, where it's always busy and a lot of things going on, and there's more.
There is. We're very busy down there. So we're very fortunate that we have wonderful people who are always willing to come in and give presentations and educate our folks on such a variety of topics. So we had talked about the commissioner's office coming on Tuesday to talk about those Medicare changes. And next week, really looking ahead, is a fairly busy week overall. We have the director of Home Care and Hospice, Christina Nolte. She's going to come in and give a presentation on next Wednesday at 12:45. She's going to talk about home care. She's going to talk about what it is and who's eligible for it. So if that's something that's of interest to folks, again, I encourage them to call and get signed up. That's next Wednesday. And then also on Thursday, Chuck Tannehill is going to come in and talk about an early history of the Manhattan Fire Department, those volunteer years. So I think I'm a history person. So anytime anybody comes in and talks about history, specifically local history, I definitely think that's always going to be an interesting one.
And it is. We had Chuck Tannehill on program a few weeks ago, and we went over some of that early history, and Cheryl Collins with that.
She's fabulous too. Yeah. So
very
interesting. That'll be a great one to come in. So again, there's still time for folks to call and get signed up for those programs. So we've got something Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday that I think of would be very educational and of interest to a lot of people. So call and get signed up for that. So also on Thursday next week, I want to let folks know, but also give a thank you. On Thursday, Interim Healthcare will be in to offer free blood pressure checks to individuals. And Dr. Bunker from Advanced Audiology, she will be in, and she does hearing aid cleanings for us and for members that are there. So I want to thank the two of them for donating their time. I also want to thank Vision Source. They will be with the former two that I mentioned. All three of them will be together at the center on March 8th to offer those services. They come in on a monthly basis and offer those services completely free of charge to members and folks that are in the center. So I just want to thank them for being always so dedicated and generous in their time and just giving of those free services to our people. So again, Interim with the blood pressure checks, Advanced Audiology, Dr. Bunker with the hearing aid cleanings, and Vision Source with those eyeglasses cleanings and adjustments. So I know that helps a lot of people out. So
very key.
Absolutely. And then again, like we said, we're busy. So looking ahead into March, I think the big one for March that people always think about holiday-wise celebration is of course St. Patrick's Day, the actual St. Patrick's Day. Of course, we are closed. It's on a Saturday this year, but that doesn't mean we're not going to celebrate. So we are going to celebrate on Friday, the 16th. We're going to have green waffles. That's kind of become our tradition annually each year to have green waffles around breakfast time with Irish coffee. And then the kitchen does a wonderful traditional Irish meal. They are going to serve corned beef and cabbage that day. So you have two wonderful opportunities to come down to the center and celebrate St. Patrick's Day and get your belly full. So that will be on Friday, March 16th at the center. Also, March, the countdown for me is on to this day, and it's March 20th, the first day of spring. I am beyond ready.
Amen.
So we decided, you know what, maybe it's not very spring themed, but we're going to celebrate with a pizza party. So we're going to order pizza, and you know what? Our folks love it. They enjoy it so much when we order pizza. And I think when you think about it, that's one thing that they probably don't do a lot at home by themselves is order a pizza. You get a lot of pizza in a box. And when you're one or two people at home, that probably is just not something that you do often. So they do really enjoy that. So that's how we've decided we're going to celebrate the first day of spring.
There's always time for a pizza party.
Absolutely. Always. You can come up with any reason to have a pizza party, right? So also, I mentioned the Kansas Insurance Commissioner's Office, Cindy, who is the outreach director, being here next week. But also on March 6th, the actual Kansas Insurance Commissioner himself, Ken Seltzer, is going to be at the center to discuss all the services his office offers. So I think that will be another very informative one, certainly of high interest to people with those changes. And definitely that would be one that they would want to come out and get that information. On March 13th, we're going to have a presentation on wearable fitness trackers. I know sometimes older adults hear technology and it's like they're done. They don't want to hear anymore. But those fitness trackers are a lot of fun. They can be very motivating. And I don't think people sometimes realize how easy they are to use. So we're going to have a good demonstration and presentation on that. On Wednesday, March 21st, Robin, from Stony Brook is going to come in. She is amazing, by the way. We're always excited anytime she's willing to come in and give a presentation. She's going to talk about activities to stimulate the mind, body, and spirit. So, and then also on Tuesday, March 27th, Kansas Foundation Medical Care is going to offer their chronic conditions course. It's a 6-week, very interactive workshop. We held it last year. It was very popular and very successful. So they have reached out to us and want to offer it again. So if anybody's interested, that Tuesday, March 27th, that's just an information meeting. Come down, listen to what this workshop might be about. And then to wrap up the month of March, on Thursday, 29th, we are going to go tour Manhattan Meats, somewhat new, I guess, meat market here in Manhattan and learn about the services they provide. So.
All right. Perfect. Very good. That was Melissa Colby, the very busy program coordinator for Riley County Senior Center. Also, thanks to Megan Dortry, family super science agent. Again, if you miss Roger Marshall, that interview will be on our website at newsradiokman.com. Just click on the on-demand tab, click In Focus. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
All right, Brady. Thank you much. It's almost 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Stand by for the Clark Howard Show. Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. Nope, just a little bit of Dan Patrick because we got K-State baseball beginning at 2:30. Ah, fun stuff there at Manhattan High tonight. Have a good weekend. And go Cats. Wear black to the game.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. No time to stop the Florida school gunman. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says the accused was spotted when he first got there.
One of the school employees recognized him getting out of the Uber and radioed another employee at the school. They got the code red and they triggered that, but the shooting was already happened. It was 2 minutes between him exiting the Uber, according to the deputies here, when the shooting